Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everyone. It's Colson, and you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. But before you do so, I have a task for you. So pause the podcast, go onto On the Sofa Show's social medias and go into our link and get your tickets for our live shows. We are live in Manchester and in London in the month of May. Manchester on the 4th of May and London on the 18th. The three of us can't wait to see you there. So buy your tickets and then come back and listen to us here on the sofa. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack and Ben. Now coming up on today's bite-sized episode.
Rode a camel across the Sahara and it started to run, which really hurt my balls.
Okay, so it is time to get this party started. And how do we get it started, Jack?
With a conundrum, Colson.
Yes, we do. And what do we
straight
say?
Straight back here. I felt like that was tennis. With a Canolsum conundrum.
Canolsum.
With a Canolsum conundrum. It's like you when you give out jobs. Head of conundrums, Canolsum.
What do we say when it comes to conundrums?
If you've got one,
good luck. If you've got a conundrum, good luck.
Come to Colson. Boom. Yeah. This week we do have a conundrum. And it comes in from Brad. And Brad says, boys, went to a haunted castle a few months ago. Can't lie, it was the worst £40 I've ever spent as the ghost tour was shit. The next day, whilst me and my mate were laughing about how bad it was, his car radio stopped working. And ever since then, things have just kept going downhill for me. My girlfriend split with me.
Why is that funny?
I lost my job.
What's that funny?
My dog's poorly. Mm. Is all this a huge coincidence or have I pissed off a ghost? And how do you reckon I tick this? And
fix
how
this.
Do you reckon I like, fix
this? How do you reckon I tick
if
this
I've ticked
if I someone fix
off?
Someone off?
And how do you reckon I fix this if I've ticked someone off? Firstly, apologies for laughing at your girlfriend dumping you, you losing your job and your dog being poorly. Didn't mean to.
I've got news for... Is it Brad? Is he called Brad? I've got news for Brad. That's life, Brad. He's just going through life.
You don't think it's anything to do with a ghost?
No, it's bollocks. He's just living life.
Hold on. That's a hell of a lot of living life. That's your three. It comes in threes. I think that's a lot. Girlfriend split up.
Lost
job. Job loss. Dog poorly.
They do say bad things come in three.
I think Jack's partly right. It's got nothing to do with the crap ghost tour.
Well,
where
who
was
knows?
The tour? Does he say?
Doesn't say. Just says a haunted castle.
40 quid's a bit.
40 quid's,
40 quid's a bit. Did he stay the night?
That's two tickets to our live shows.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good.
And
that's not scary. That's
funny. Yeah. And I can tell you, your girlfriend wouldn't split with you if you brought her to a live show.
No. Crikey. Your
in
dog
fact,
wouldn't
she
be
might
poorly.
Get back with you, Brad.
Yeah. Take it. I tell you what. Take it to the live shows. We'll give Brad some tickets.
What, as a
he's
sorry
lost his
you're
job.
Having bad luck?
He's lost his job. He's having some bad luck. Contact Henry and we'll give you two free tickets.
Yeah, to bring the ghost.
Yeah, I think so. Bring the you and the ghost and see how you get on. But I think, Brad, you've had a bit of... I think we're going to break that bad luck, Brad. And we're going to give you 2 free tickets because I think that's the right thing
to do.
Bad
luck comes in free. It's nothing to do with the goats, but try your hardest not to piss off any things from the afterlife.
Well done.
Can I bring my own conundrum to call this conundrum?
I don't see why not.
It's obviously your episode now. What's your conundrum?
I have a conundrum.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Boys. Shall I do it as if I've written it?
Well, you have.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a live show of my podcast coming up on the 4th of May in Manchester.
Yeah.
I also have my brother-in-law's stag do, my soon-to-be brother-in-law's stag do, on the 4th of May.
Mm.
Help.
I wouldn't go to my brother-in-law's stag do.
The brother-in-law's stag do.
You've got to say what the conundrum is.
What do I do?
No, you could have put the conundrum is, do I let down my mates in the podcast and go out on the town?
Yep.
Or do I let down, he's not a relative.
Yet.
He's not even a relative, brother-in-law, it's not like blood relative. How close are you to him?
Close.
You're
close.
Not at all.
This is my thing.
Where's the do?
Leeds, and it starts, Jack, at 12 noon. So I've got a cunning plan. I think I can do both.
Yeah, do it. Obviously, you're not going to drink, are you?
Well, who knows?
Will you be driving?
Absolutely.
I might get a car to take me to the show.
You're not going to do that. You're going to want to be completely sober knowing you before you go on.
I think I can do both. Do you think I can do both?
Yeah, I think you could do both, but with what Jack's saying.
You'll go for an hour or two and you'll make sure that you'll be at the theatre at five. I think that's fine.
Jack, I think that's fine, yeah. You can't do both. Like, you can't end up going...
Oh, no, I can't.
Ooh, live show.
We all love to farm. We all love to farm. Is that what they... I don't know.
Cows.
Sheep.
He can have that for free if he needs it.
I heard a fact about cows and sheep.
Did you?
Go.
This is fucking amazing. Have you ever wondered why we call cows, but the meat is beef, and sheep, the meat is mutton.
No, why?
And pork, and it's obviously from a pig.
Yeah.
It's because those meats, the original language is French, and England was ruled for 300 years by the French, right? And that's the French words, beef, right, for a cow, right?
So in the French, they call cows beef.
Le boeuf, isn't it? The, what is it?
Steak le boeuf.
Only the rich ate those animals.
Yeah.
Yes.
The poor didn't. So the poor ate chicken, which is why chicken
is called
the
chicken.
Animal and the meat is called chicken. And turkey, the animal, and turkey, the meat is turkey. And rabbit. The poor people, the Anglo-Saxons, they ate the shit meat. And we just called it what the animal was. I found that out today. I thought it was great.
That's good.
It's good, isn't it?
Jack's mad facts.
Is that true?
Is very true.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. What I always think with these kind of things is it doesn't matter.
No, it's Jack's facts.
That's
Jack's
like facts. A question you might get
I like
on.
That. Look, he's working out seemed good. Yeah. What's that game show they do that?
The Chase.
No,
Weakest Link?
No, you have one fact and the other two have to make it. Would I lie to you?
Oh,
so
that's
you have three,
good.
And you have to. Yeah, you have to. It used to be years ago. Call My Bluff. That's what it was called. But that's very good. I like that.
Yeah,
fact.
Yeah.
Very good.
So going back to my conundrum, you think I can do both?
Yeah.
You think I can pull it off?
Yeah. And if you are in that,
are you
going to
breathalyze me
you
before
can do
I go
both.
On stage?
No.
Which is proof that you can do two things on a Saturday, can't you?
Yeah.
So even if people have got plans, they can still come along Saturday
evening.
And there's still a couple of tickets left for Manchester.
And it's bring your own booze, isn't it?
It's bring your own booze.
It's BYOB, bring your own booze. I will be there dressed as a 90s footballer, fresh from the Otley run.
You do not do in the Otley run?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's
but you can't do it.
No, that's
well. No, I'm gonna do the first four pubs, so I'll have four drinks, and I might get my mum to drive. I'll sober up on M62, and then I'll get there and be like, lads, I've decided we're rewriting the top of the show, and you'll be like,
it's all about farming. So yeah, you can do two things at once, and that is buying tickets to the show.
Yes,
which is the 4th.
Yep. 4th of May in Manchester, 18th of May in London. Tickets are still available. Last couple in Manchester. Still a few left for London.
You have to click through on our socials for the tickets.
Yep.
That's the thing to do.
Mm. It's in the bio of all of our social media for On the Sofa Show. It's also on my bio on Coulson.
Is it on your bio, Jeff?
No.
Mm. There we go. There we go.
I'm not link savvy.
Your
girlfriend is an agent for influencers.
I can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
You will do it. And if by the time you listen to this episode, Jack will have posted a clip saying how to buy tickets.
It's in my bio.
It's in my bio.
It's in my bio. Yeah.
Of course, it's been on my bio for a long time.
So yeah, please do buy your tickets. If you have bought your tickets and you have booked them, write to us, let us know. Next week, we're going to read a couple of people who are coming along to the show.
Well, look, Brad, where are you? Where do you live? You get 2 free tickets.
Yes.
And maybe, actually, from now on, for the live, from now to
we're going to invite your ex-girlfriend as well, Brad.
And the ghost. It's all going to get awkward. Bring your dog. From now on, maybe, from now to the show, we might give 2 tickets away every show. Mm. Every record. We'll give a couple of tickets away in Manchester. We'll give a couple of tickets away in London, I think.
We might. We'll see.
Ben, as part of our bite-sized episode this week, you set some homework to our listeners. You asked them for their best animal encounters, didn't you?
Oh, did I? I did. I don't remember that. but we asked... Oh, it tells me. We did. Remember, these are WhatsApps. Just remember, it's just messages or voice notes. No phone calls. 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. We asked on Instagram for some of your animal encounters, and here's some of our favourite responses. Here we go. Tammy White. A bird did a crap on me while I was sat in the car. What?
What?
How? The window was only open for the size of a 2p. What the fuck?
Open? So the window is open for the size of a bird shit?
Yeah.
And it got in a mouth?
No, it doesn't say in a mouth.
You've added that.
I've added that. Tammy White got a bird shit.
In a mouth?
You know, it's... in the car. It's good luck.
It fucking isn't.
My granddad got an absolute... We were watching the cricket and he was bald and he got an absolute...
The ice cream splash.
And I went so bad in it. I was only... And someone turned around and went, that's good luck. It was down his neck. It was like a full shower.
A bird pooed on me when I was riding my bike, pooed on my head once, and my dad was like, oh, it's good luck, you need to pick some lottery numbers. Pick some lottery numbers. Week after it came in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
£10.
Tenner.
The week after. No, as in, put them on, nothing. Week after they came in.
When you didn't put them on.
When you didn't.
Here we go. Kathy, walking my dog in the woods and a raccoon started to chase us. I picked up my dog and ran. That's it for Kathy.
A raccoon.
That's not England.
No,
clearly.
We don't get raccoons here.
Clearly.
Raccoons dig up my brother's lawn when he just made it.
I liked this the other day. So
they ate it all of me.
Ben said something about his brother on the podcast and said, oh, it doesn't matter, he doesn't listen. And then me and Ben were in the gym and Ben was like, my brother's just texted me and he's put, I'm always listening and I don't know what it's about. So basically he outed him saying, oh, he doesn't listen anyway.
Yeah,
and then he texted and said, oh, I'm always listening.
I think on one of them went, oh, don't worry, he won't hear it anyway. And sure enough, Nairi Bennett, a fox got stuck under our decking. When it finally emerged, it dived into the pond.
Someone's doing
well. Oh, so we've been under there for a bit.
Decking and the pond.
No, you've had a rough do there. You've been under the decking.
Buried alive.
You've got out and you've gone, whoa, oh shit, I'm in the pond now. Swimming. I can't get out. That's it. I tell you what, it's not the smartest. Walking my dog in the woods and... I've
done that. Do it, Jesus.
Crikey, Kathy. Please, I don't want to hear it again. She wrote it twice. Tom Baker, he's a friend of the show, isn't he? Head of Bread Rolls. Rode a camel across the Sahara and it started to run, which really hurt my balls.
Fucking camel.
It's funny though.
You've never seen a camel run.
No, they do. They have those races. Camel races. Yeah, it's quite a big
thing. Isn't that a game? Isn't there a board game about a camel?
I don't know. But there is camel racing, definitely. I've seen that. Yeah, I've definitely seen it.
The next person who's give us their animal encounter has sent us a video that we have to watch.
Oh, right.
Ah, okay. Great. So shall I read it out and then we watch it? Nadia Burrows, I'll send the video on WhatsApp. Okay, here we go. We told our kids we went the wrong way and didn't tell them we're actually going through a drive-through safari. Oh, love it. Yeah. A baboon ripped off the wiper, which had to be retrieved but was knackered. Just had new wipers before the visit and then got the whole thing replaced after. I'm guessing the video is the baboons.
Let's have a look. This is Knowlesley, isn't it? This is Knowlesley.
A baboon once did this. Oh, he's having it.
They did the same thing to my car then.
They did the same thing
Knowlesley,
to my dad
I think.
Once.
I can, by the accent, I'm going by the Scouse accent. Knowlesley is very close.
Knowlesley is Liverpool.
And I think that's where the monkeys jumped on my car and started wanking. Do you remember?
They've got a lot of tricks up their sleeve.
Yeah, they have.
We've got wipers, we've got a lot going on. We can pull anything out at the moment.
Even our dicks.
They won't see that. Oh dear. It's late at night.
I don't know anyone that hasn't driven through the baboons in the safari park and not been babooned.
I've not been, we weren't babooned.
But did you drive through or did you go in the I'm not going through lane?
No, we drove through, but the guy said to us, if you drive at a certain speed,
they won't get on.
No, not fast. He just said, you keep going. He said, if you stop or you jump, and then the guys, I told you, didn't I? The guys where were we? That other safari park. And he said, they won't do your wiper. They won't do your mirror. It can get a bit worse than that. So just get through. They've gone past just doing those things. They reached inside the bonnet, pulled the wires out of the bonnet, and there was an AA guy outside.
Fair
the
play
thing.
To him, to be fair.
They pulled the wires out. So he got his hand in the radiator and pulled the wires out to stop the car.
If I was a baboon and I was in a safari park, I would fucking love it. I'd go, oh, yeah, let's have them. The more expensive the car, the more I'd do. I'd just think, fuck it. You're having it.
They even pulled my, you know, the water ducks.
Yeah.
So I tried spraying them with water and they even pulled the water ducks out and off. So then the water...
Hold on. They took your wipers. They took the water ducks.
Yeah.
And what else?
There's nothing else.
The wheels.
That was it. The wheels.
It was only a minute.
The wheels. They sold those. They got a bit of scrap.
The tyre swing.
They put it on bricks, took it all off and went, yeah, see you later. That's a very good video. Mm. I wonder what they know if they're being videoed. I wonder if there's a slight bit of them going, well, okay, let's...
Didn't you get a video of the monkey getting its cock out?
I don't think phones had cameras when I went. I don't think. That's how long ago I went.
1978. I've got one more. Susan, years ago when I was around 10, we were farming at my aunt's place in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand.
Nice.
All the cousins decided to...
I knew you were going to jump on
that. I knew that well.
I knew
that being there.
I am New Zealand, aren't I?
I am New Zealand.
I am.
It is me.
Oh, hello. Welcome to New Zealand.
I'm in effect Jacinta.
I am New Zealand.
There's Jacinta and there's
Please
me.
Please welcome. Singing for Eurovision this year.
New Zealand is Colson Palumbo. years ago when I was at Colson Tombola, we were farming at my aunt's place in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. Colson knows it well. All the cousins decided to build a fort with leftover wood that was near the animal yards. So we spent hours mucking around, and when it was time to leave, a magpie in the pine trees started swooping and screeching at us. We were all so scared about being swooped on that we ended up staying inside our fort for hours and hours till eventually our auntie came looking for us. It was past dinner time. The magpie had just had babies, so was protecting and young. But to this day, any swooping bird freaks me out when I listen to Jack's encounters with the pigeons in boots. Mm. It gave me the heebie-jeebies. I thought it was going to be a bit more than
yeah,
that.
I'll be honest.
I think it was all in her imagination, wasn't it?
Basically, it was a good intro. And it's big and it's well written.
We needed
so I was
someone to die,
big.
Didn't we? We needed some sort
I'm
of.
I'm almost a bit confused as to what's happened.
That. We just needed a bigger payoff, yeah. Didn't we?
But what has actually happened? A magpie's just
swooped
flown
and then
past.
Their frowns. Thanks for the podcast. It gives me something to listen to on the drive to work. And quite often I wonder what the other drivers think as I'm laughing or nodding my head when agreeing with something you've all said. Coulson is cute. Jack is jolly. Jesus. And Ben is boring.
Ooh, ooh. All right, Levi.
Laugh out loud. Sorry, just kidding. I love Ben and his stories most of all. Oh. And I brought it back. One of the greatest stories we've ever had written in, Susan. Thank you.
Full circle.
Jen Edwards, working through the back catalogue, and in July 2023, when Jack was describing rescuing a bee by administering honey,
yes,
Coulson asked, is that like feeding a pig a sausage?
I can't recover.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jen.
That is good.
Andy. Hi, guys. This is Andy, golf professional currently living in Vietnam.
What?
Massive fan of Corey and your awesome podcast. Thanks, Andy. My wife is from the Philippines and we watch every episode, which is not easy when living overseas. So may or may not use a VPN to access ITVX to catch up. Mm. Winking emoji. Keep up the great work. This podcast brings some joy to the world. Warrington lad.
Oh. Is he like Rory McIlroy then? To say he's a golf professional.
Well, he can't be bad, can he? He's not on the pitch and putt there.
Yeah, if you were any,
it'd be good.
Like a professional at any sport, what would it be?
I'll tell you.
If I could pick,
yeah,
maybe the Formula One, but I think the Formula One might just be a little bit shit. No, I don't think it is these days.
The darts.
No. Talking about golf, you might have seen this driving competition. Tiger Woods.
Oh yeah.
2-3 lads and Tiger Woods. They go up to the tee. They're obviously a bit nervous. Get the drink. And this lad leathers it. Bear in mind, he's not really bothered. He's not really bothered where it goes on the course or whatever.
Just
leathers it straight. And you're like, yeah, fair play. He can play.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods goes up, puts the ball down, goes on his knees. To hit it. And he hits it
miles
past this lad on his knees and just... like that, and they're like, he's on his knees with his driver, and he still hits it further than this lad. But the way this lad stepped up, I'm going, I've got this lad. He went, I've still carried it a long way, and he just got on his knees. And
we've spoke about it before, but how good was the PGA Tour 08 golf game?
It was
on
great.
PlayStation.
It was great. Yeah.
That must be one of the greatest video games of all time.
Do you know
what?
Playability. Then you kind of convinced yourself you had some sort of skill.
And you made your golfer. Yeah.
In real life. Like if you were on a golf course, you knew what
I know
doing.
Wind. I know how to par a golf. Yeah. I loved it.
And all
it.
Like the cardboard cutout fans used to go, in the hole.
And what I loved is when you really got into it and you were
zoom on the eyes.
But you were really playing it. You were playing it with your mate. And if it was a really serious one, you'd go, God, I'm just going to check the hole. Then you'd have to do the flyby of the hole, see where everything was. Right, I'm ready now.
And on career mode, you'd get sponsorships and everything. Oh, it was
spin.
Do you know what, Andy? I wonder if you... Did you ever play
PGA 08, I think it was. Or was it Tiger Woods 08?
Tiger Woods,
when they called them Tiger Woods.
Is that what they were all under his name?
Oh, hold on, we've got one more. Sophie Bradshaw, can I just say that you three are my three favourite men, and I'm always laughing away to myself when listening to the podcast through my earphones. Great. I mainly laugh at Ben's laugh. There we go. Thank you for making my dark days better. I like that. I mainly laugh at Ben's laugh.
That's about all we've got time for on the Bite
Size. Thank you very much.
Episode. Ben, before we go, please will you grace us with a would you rather?
No, I'm not going to. I've changed it.
Oh.
I haven't told anyone. I don't know whether it's going to work, but I got a bit bored.
Of would you rathers?
I got a bit...
Oh, no, they've been good recently.
They have been good. I'm going with a riddle.
Oh,
riddle me this.
It's an easy one.
A cowboy rode in on his horse on Friday.
You what?
A cowboy rode in on his horse on Friday, left on Wednesday, but rode out on Friday. What day did the cowboy leave?
What?
Do you not remember that one?
No, what's that? That's good.
His horse was called Friday. A cowboy rode in on Friday, stayed for 4 days, left on Wednesday, but rode out on Friday. What day did the cowboy leave? Something like that.
Good, I like
that.
But
his arse was...
This is easy. It's an easier way. But I thought you could play the... I was thinking about this. I was thinking, what could you play in the car? A lot of people say they listen to us... I Spy. A lot of people say they listen to us in the car on the way in the drive. or dog walk. So here we go. I'm going to read it twice. Colson's yawning.
We're nearly finished. I thought it off.
He did that yawn. You know that?
Oh, were you eating?
Yeah, he ate the yawn, but he's still yawning like that.
It's quite faster like
Right. You might know it, so that we'll go to shit, and I'll have to go back to Would You Rather.
Okay.
I'm easy to lift, but hard to throw. What am I?
Paper.
I said I'm going to read it twice.
Okay, sorry.
It's like, it's simple. So twice is two times.
Okay, I'll be quiet. Finger on lips.
I'm easy to lift, but hard to throw. What am I?
Paper's too obvious. It's a riddle, isn't it?
Easy to lift.
Your feet.
It's actually quite good.
That's good. That's
actually quite good. I'm going to change the answer to feet. It's not the answer. It's quite good.
How do you throw?
It's easy to lift. It's hard to throw.
Can't fucking throw it.
You get it right.
Get it, have I?
No. Oh. But I think that's good. It's actually not that much of a riddle.
Well, what is it?
A feather.
Oh, that's shite. Paper's the same. Feet is better.
Shite. There we go. That was it. That's the last time I do a riddle.
And that's all we've got time for this week. We're back on Thursday, where we're talking all things and celebrating reaching the end of the series that is Ripley on Netflix. So go home, watch the next two episodes. Join us on Thursday for that. Also, remember, if you haven't got any plans for this Saturday and you're in the north of England, you can come and join us on the sofa Saturday night. It is going to be quite the night in it.
Bring
Saturday.
Your own booze.
Bring your own booze.
But that's the big, that's the big.
And there's shops nearby, actually. So
loads of shops. We're going for a party atmosphere, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's Saturday night. It's us. We're up for a laugh. So please come and have a laugh.
It's just going to be a laugh. That's the thing. It's a laugh.
Yeah.
Shall we
let them know now
what
we're going to be talking about?
Yes. It's a film that has been asked for us to cover
loads
of times. And for some reason or other, none of us have ever picked it.
Yep.
I don't think you've seen it, have you, Coles?
I haven't. But it correlates with something that I've just done quite recently, doesn't it?
It does.
Obviously, we were trying to work out how we can tie my stint in Big Brother into films. And you found the perfect one, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
What is it?
Do you want to say, Ben?
The Truman Show.
Yeah.
Good. Very topical for where you've been.
Mm. So we'll be talking all things The Truman Show. We'll also be telling you stories of what's been going on in our lives. We'll be playing games. We'll be having fun. We've got a bit of a Mr. and Mrs. sort of game lined up, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Have we?
Well, we did mention
that. Yeah, we're going over the running order, aren't we, tomorrow night?
We are, yeah. Mm. I mean, it is a few days away, so we should be.
Yeah.
We are prepared.
We've done a few shows before.
Yeah.
So it's an amalgamation of what we've done before and what worked.
Yeah.
And some of the things that we thought, oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
And then, but some of the big hits are going to be in. It's going to be like listening to the podcast live.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff in the, you'll recognise. Yes. That's the point.
But a bit more fun.
But a bit more live. Fun.
So yeah, please do join us. Your last chance to buy tickets, the place you can buy tickets is on our social media. Go there, click the links. If you type in On The Sofa Live Show in Manchester in Google, you'll be able to get those tickets.
And if you're thinking about it, just book it, come down. Just
come along. We'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.